Hello, welcome to the Fuzzy Dragon Books podcast, the entrepreneur lifestyle. My name is Bethany. I am the creator of Fuzzy Dragon Books, the Imagination Curriculum, which is a six-part book series of teacher books and student books that teach you how to believe in yourself, dream bigger, dream any dream you want, and create your own reality and get what you want in a fun and easy way with beautiful Fuzzy Dragon cartoons and amazing artwork. And today I decided I am going to do a several part episode in my podcast talking about the beginnings of Fuzzy Dragon and how the idea came to me, how I created it, and my stories of moving to Miami and all the really weird and amazing things that happened while I was there. So let's jump right into it. When I was first wanting to dream, it wasn't even about the book yet. I didn't even know I wanted to write a book. Although I've always been really interested in writing and always been really interested in creating art. I was about 23 at the time and I was working as a ballroom dancer. And honestly, it was one of the most amazing jobs I've ever had. I got to teach people to dance. I got to go to competitions. I got to learn to dance. I had an amazing friend group that I always got to hang out with. And it was really fun. But I realized one day I didn't have a dream outside of, you know, a year from now. And that really bothered me. It bothered me that I didn't see any type of future or didn't have any large goals outside of dancing, which was really fun to achieve certificates and improve my dancing and things. But I wanted something bigger. So I remember one day, one of our coworkers, Jerry, came in with some CDs, and he said he got it from a cruise where he spent $10,000 to go on a week-long cruise, and there was seminars, and the CD was from one of the seminars he attended, and we made copies at the dance center, and all the instructors started listening to these CDs, and I was living at Seattle at the time, so I had a lot of time to listen to 14 hours of CDs. And the cool part was everyone else was listening to them too. And we got to talk about them. These CDs were about the law of attraction and how to dream and how to get what you want. And it was really neat to talk to everybody about how the law of attraction was working for them. We would talk about how, like, you know, if a student canceled on us, we're thinking about how we didn't want to teach that lesson that day. Or if we got a free coffee, we're like, oh, we were thinking we wanted a free coffee. Free coffees happened a lot, by the way. It was so awesome. Like, a random person would just bring us a coffee, or, like, you know, the person at Starbucks in front of you would buy you a coffee, or just the most amazing things. So I really got to learn how the law of attraction was working for myself and for other people, which was so cool. So, of course, I listened to these CDs over and over, and I got this dream, and it was a dream to create something that helped other people think more positively. And at first, I had no idea what that dream meant. What the heck does that mean? Like, create something that helps people think more positively. Although it sounded awesome, I was like, I don't know what this is. One day I was walking my dog, her name was Rugrat, and I saw this big field, just a random field, and decided to go walk in it. And we're walking quite a bit way into the field, and I sat down, and I started to meditate, and I have never meditated before this moment. And I just closed my eyes and breathed slowly, and it was only just a few seconds into my meditation when the only way I can describe it is the sound, or the world turned into a sound. Like, just the sky, the trees, the ground, everything was a sound. Almost as if it had a vibration to it. And it said, move to Miami no matter what. That's all it said. And, you know, I opened my eyes and I kind of, like, saw the sound in the world. And I know it sounds really weird, but honestly, that's what happened. So it said, move to Miami no matter what. And I was shocked. I've never been to Miami. I never thought about going to Miami. I didn't know anybody there. You know, I'd, I didn't know anything about the city, you know, except for just things I saw on TV. So I was like, okay, that is extremely interesting. And with what I was going through in my personal life at the time, it was really hard to just leave everything, just to leave friends, family, you know, the home I was in, the car I had. It said, just move to Miami no matter what. And I was like, okay. It was so obvious that I had to do it that I was like, let's go. So I started telling friends and family that I was moving. And of course, my dad's like, why are you moving to Miami? And I just said, I don't know. I don't know why I'm moving, but I have to. So, you know, I sold my car. I quit my job, which was really sad because it was a job that was extremely fun. But at the same time, I could kind of tell, you know, it was time for me to move on from this job. I just left everything behind. Now, because I know Miami is a dangerous city, I decided to enroll myself into an art school. That way I could, you know, hopefully get some friends and learn some art skills and just have a few connections. Just because I was moving to a city I knew no one, I knew nothing about. I wasn't going to have a car, which I know is crazy because once I got down there, I realized it's a pedestrian city, but it's not a safe pedestrian city. Honestly, it is extremely dangerous down there when you do not have a car. And I was living right downtown, and eventually I moved to the ghetto, which will be another episode. So I, you know, packed all my bags, went down to Miami. I enrolled myself in school. It was a very expensive school. But the craziest part was I knew I was getting my master's in art down there, which was really fun. But somehow I knew I was going to be dropping out of this school in 6 months. And I told my mom that, and I was like, don't be surprised when 6 months from now, I tell you I'm dropping out of school. And she's like, what? Why? That's stupid, crazy. You know, everything a mom would say to you. And I was like, you know, I understand everything you're saying, and it does sound weird. But for some reason, I have a strong feeling I will not, you know, be finishing my degree. I will be dropping out in 6 months. And I will have to tell you about the rest of that in my next podcast. But that's the basic beginnings of me starting the dream. I didn't know what it was. I just got a calling from the universe, huge calling. The world was a sound, and it said, move to Miami no matter what. And I listened to it. So I'm going to stop the podcast here now, and on my next episode, I will go into detail about me moving down there and what that was like and how I got the dream for my book and moving to the ghetto, moving to South Beach, and everything crazy that happened down there, what it was like to be a pedestrian with, you know, no protection but pepper spray and just being this little girl riding her bike everywhere with some sunglasses, riding really fast. And I have a lot of really interesting stories. So I hope to catch you on the next podcast where I go into some really funny and very interesting stories of Miami, Florida and the Fuzzy Dragon book series. So I will catch you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a wonderful day. I am so excited to be telling you this story. All right. Love you so much. Have a great day.